Praise the Lord. We just thank you, Lord. How many of us are grateful? How about forever grateful for the cross of Jesus Christ? That he came at a time, at a perfect time, to seek and save the lost, even here in the city of Las Vegas. Come on, somebody.
I'm forever grateful.
To God be the glory for his love, his grace, and his mercy that endures forever. I am, only by the grace of God, evangelist Jesse Charles, broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. And let me ask you something. Can anything good come out of Las Vegas, Nevada? Well, it would be wonderful if you could just come and see what the Lord is doing here in this city. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's been about 11, 12 months that I haven't done any radio. And we've been doing more of one-on-one evangelism out on the streets, highways, byways, buses, sidewalks. What we want to start doing again for the glory of God is come back and having communion, fellowship with God again through the power of prayer, through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in the inside of us, that we are able to talk to Abba Father one more time. Amen. We have a lot of prayer requests, And let me get you a number. If you want to call in and place your prayer request, you may at area code 516-531-9235. I will repeat that number, 516-531-9235. Amen. We are Rose of Sharon Faith Ministries with Apostle Willie J. Frank III. Amen. Wonderful place of worship is at the Heartland Mansion here in the city of Las Vegas. It is so awesome. And let me take a shortcut so that we can get into some word, the word of God, amen, instructions, amen. Anyway, more information on Rose of Sharon Faith Ministries here in the city of Las Vegas. You're coming in, you're going to visit, whatever the case may be. And you can call us at area code 702-931-1221. 702-931-1221. Amen. I want to come in and I want to jump into some scripture in this short time that we have. We are on 30 minutes. I'm going to try to do it every day. And by supporting us, we can go 1 hour or 2 hours. Amen. And why? Because there's so much people that need prayer, and there's so many little time that we can go on the air, amen, and take your requests. I want to read something that the Lord said. The letters are in red. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 18:18. Matthew 18:18 and verse 19. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in the name of Jesus, in my name, he said, there am I in the midst of them. I want you to agree with me in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time, this precious time where people can cry out unto you, Abba, Father. Number one is for the saving of the soul, for salvation, for there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. Wherefore God has highly exalted him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and has given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, unto the glory of God the Father. Blessed be your name. Lord, take good pleasure in this time, in this reading of the word, and the listeners. I have many awesome prayer testimonies, amen, many things that the Lord has done, and I'm sure the Lord has done in your life as well. I want to just jump into another. I'm not even going to close in prayer because I want this to be a time of prayer. Amen. Maybe at the Lord willing, at the end of the broadcast, we'll close in prayer. But I tell you what, we need to leave it open. Amen. Sometimes people ask me, when do you pray? Well, I tell you what, I'm a walking prayer person. I can be walking to the bus stop. I can be walking to the store. But when you're walking not in the flesh, but you're walking in the spirit, having communion with the Lord, and the Lord speaks to you and you speak to him. And we want to pray that we may hear what the Lord is saying to the church in these last days. Amen. I want to read another part of scripture taken from 1 John chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22-23. And whatsoever we ask, we receive from Him. Because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. What a wonderful and powerful scripture. I need to read it again. Whatever we ask, we receive from Him. Because we keep His commandments, we keep the Word of God, we keep what He tells us to do, is to be doers of the Word and not listeners only. And we do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Amen. How could we walk in unrighteousness or living in sin and yet we want Him to hear our requests when we don't even keep His commandments and we do not do those things that are pleasing in His sight, but yet we want Him to answer our petition that we have asked of Him. And we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting, and He is also waiting that we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Amen. Verse 23, and this is His commandment. Here is the commandment that He wants us to obey in order for Him to answer our request and petition, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the commandment, that you should believe. Who do you believe in? We need to pray for the, I wrote it down, for the enemies of the cross. We need to pray for the lost. We need to pray for the saved. We need to pray for those that do not know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for there is salvation in no other. Acts 4, verses 8 through 12. This is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. And love one another as He gave us commandments. He gave us commandments, and we need to obey His commandments. And I was just reading from 1 John all the way next to the book of Revelation, all the way in 1 John chapter 3. Verses 22-23. I want to read something else very quickly as we keep moving here. You want to listen to this. I'm looking at the screen to see if what's there, and I'm also trying to read, looking at the Bible. Amen. I want you to listen to this. Five secrets of answered prayer. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. This is so powerful. You really want to listen to this. Five secrets of answered prayer. You want to know why our prayers are not answered, why our prayers are hindered. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. But I'm going to read you the five secrets of answered prayer. Number one, we are free from condemnation. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Freedom from condemnation. Amen. Because it's so hard to want to be asking the Lord for something and there's condemnation. Amen. Either from others or oneself. Romans 8:1. Number two, we have confidence in God. You got to have confidence in God. Amen. You have confidence in someone and you trust someone and you have confidence with them, on them. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Confidence in God. Acts 4:13. Number three, five secrets of answered prayer. Number three is asking. You must ask. Ask, you have not because you ask not. Ask and you shall receive. Amen. You have to ask. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. Okay. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. The book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. Number four, five secrets of answered prayer is keeping his commandments. Keeping his commandments. We cannot forsake the Lord and expect for results in answered prayer. Is keeping his commandments. If he said, love one another, if he said, forgive, whatever he said to you and myself in the Bible, we must do that. This is what hinders our prayers, is not keeping his commandments. It's nothing to do with, it's not keeping his commandments. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not a fight against my wife, my children. Amen. It's not keeping his commandments. Number five is pleasing God. We must please God. Amen. Pleasing God. Hebrews 11, verse 6, and James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. James chapter 5, verses 5 through 8. This is so, so awesome. Anyway, we need prayer. Amen. You need prayer. Facebook needs prayer. YouTube needs prayer. Why? Because we have ministers, ministers of the gospel. Amen. And these ministers, we need prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you.